Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever that you are catching me. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, and I wanted to come on this morning to empower at least all those junior faculty out there, wherever that you are, wherever that you're finding yourself, somewhere within the universe. But I'm also speaking to those who are connected to this larger academic multiverse. Again, I'm speaking to all of us right now in this moment. I'm here to empower. Find your balanced edge. Six nuggets to know. If I hadn't run out of characters, I could have said six nuggets you should have already known, or things to keep in mind. Because a lot of this, we all have our own individual pathway, and the pathway to success is personally designed. It comes through our everyday experiences. But what I've found now is it's always good to be reminded to find your balance. And then, of course, we always want to be cutting edge, whatever that is, or being on the edge, you know, in a whole other futuristic way. But today I thought about finding your balanced edge, because that really encompasses a whole lot at once. And so I'm going to provide a few tips, as I always try to do, to keep us in that knowingness of self and how to move on the pathway. So the first thing is, know your days. You really want to know what days, like, pay attention, if you can, for a month, but really even just start with a week. How are you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Every week, there is something, there is an energy that flows through you, because in finding your days, then you really can harness the energy where you're like, you know what, I just turn up on the book on these days. Boom. Of course, we want it to be every day. But realistically, how do you lean? And I start there because yesterday morning, I found myself reflecting on grad school. Saturday morning, the world is still awakening, and I just was having a flashback to productivity on the weekend, and particularly on a Saturday. And then I began to channel that energy of, whoop, let's do it. Let's get a whole lot done. And so in knowing your days, and look, those were my days like 22 years ago or whatever, however recent it was. But the whole thing is, know yourself and know your days, and then you can really hone in on that energy. The next thing, if you haven't heard this enough, I will continue to convey it as much as I can. Really learn. Be okay with the word no. Because when you get comfortable with it, in a very professional way, of course, then you can make better choices about your future. And your future is in your hands. It's not really about everybody else. They're not going to control your future. This is you putting into motion the energy, the thought, the knowingness. So, again, be okay with no. All right? It's taken a long time for me to really understand it, because I felt, oh, I say no. But it still wasn't enough. So if you feel like, oh, I got it in check, you could probably stand to say a few more no's. But, hey, lean into your advisor. I mean, advisor, what in the world? Lean into your mentors, those that you look to as leaders in their mind and in how they navigate the pathway. So the third point. Now, I want you to lean in. I want you to really listen on this one, because this one is definitely out the box. But this is something that I realized over the years was happening. So I want you to think about what I'm calling the three G's. The G, like the word guru, okay? What are your three G's? And the three G's that I'm talking about is, what are you good at? We know we all got PhDs and we're smart, okay, or whatever degrees we got. But when you really think about what are you good at, then basically there's no one who can do it better than you. Because when you are able to go to that part of the 3G, that's where mentally we can return to, you know what, lost sight. I am good at this. Look, let me go ahead and just go in deep. So that's one of the G's. What are you good at? The second G is, what is your go-to when things sort of get you a little bit off balance. Meaning, let's just say you had a testy meeting and someone sort of got under your skin. How do you begin to rechannel that energy? So the question that I'm asking you, what is your go-to when you want to channel that energy like, I can't believe, you know what? Oh, I'm about to go get on the radio and go empower the future. Because when we give of ourselves in this way and let other people control our vibration, our who we are, then we're taken away from the productivity, the good that we can do. So again, we're talking about, what are your three G's? Again, we're on the third point within this whole finding your balance, your balanced edge. The third G is, where do you allow yourself to just sort of go in, meaning to maybe have a little bit more, to overindulge in a good way? For me, it was dancing. It still is, but, you know, the world is evolving. But that was also another way of how I rechanneled the energy, but it also is where I could just say, you can have as much as you want, as much as you want. Dancing? Oh, yeah, let's do it. So, again, what are your three G's? What are you good at? What is your go-to when, you know, somebody tries to trip you up a little bit? How do you rechannel that energy? And where do you reward yourself? Where do you allow yourself to overindulge but in a healthy way? To understand that will help provide a whole other balance. When you get to those moments where we're like questioning, why are we doing this? Or how someone is making us, or some moment, or, you know, academically, there's always going to be these unexpecteds. But where and how do we channel that energy? So, again, I hope you're understanding that the whole thing is I'm giving you tips to think about, things to consider, these nuggets. These are golden nuggets now. And so we've already talked about the first one. You really want to know yourself and know your days. The second one, be okay with no, because then you can make better choices about your future. Third point, what are your three G's? Because, again, you're going to need to lean into those three G's when sometimes you get a little bit rattled, okay? Because we've got to be able to rechannel the energy when things just, when the rug is pulled from up under us. All right, so the fourth point is we all know we're smart, and we all know we're over here working hard in our way. And that's what I want to remind you. It is about working smart, our own smart, personally designed way. Because there is no one way for everybody. So we can learn from people around us, and we can see, but then it is how you implement day by day that allows, you know, you to achieve whatever goal or to continue to activate on your pathway. So again, as you don't compare yourself to other things, other people, this and other, you really want to figure out how things work, can work smartly your way, okay? But still thinking about success and, you know, learning from others in whatever ways that we can. All right, so the fifth point, we don't say this enough in, excuse me, within academia, which is we've got to nourish the energy. We got to, this is going to require that you really pay attention to how you're feeling. First of all, spaces and people can get us sort of energetically on or off. There's that. But then there's our own energy. And that can have, you know, it's a wide spectrum. We can be tired, I don't know, sleep. But then we can be wound up, yeah. So you want to nourish that energy even more. But what I'm really trying to get to is make sure that you give time and space for your rest. Some of us need more naps than others, and the world probably, if we can find the time or make the time, we're probably sleeping a little bit more. And that is okay, because then we are kind of talking with the universe, you know, and our subconscious and reconnecting with where we want to go, our dreams. But get some sleep. It's important. We can't run forever on little. So nourish yourself and your energy, and that way we can possibly prevent the fatigue and the burnout. So whatever that can look like, be okay with it. If you go to bed at 8:30, woohoo, then, you know, maybe you're going to bed early and rising early, whatever that it can be. Just nourish that energy wherever that it is. All right, now we're getting on to this sixth point. But this sixth point, part of it I feel like you've heard, and the other part of it you definitely have not heard enough. So we all know that we want to, the goal is to dive deep into our work, to do what you love. But yet we still have to make and take space because there's a demand in all the different circles that all seem to matter, research, teaching, and then service, and then everybody has needs. However, the yearn, at least for me, I feel like I'm always running to get back to my work. But in diving in deep in your work, I want to remind you to not dive in to other people's emotions or expectations, or else you're going to hit your head. You're going to get so far off the pathway. So what I would encourage is mentally, when we see perhaps some chaos of others and their needs and demands, just almost say to the universe, take me out of this interview room. Because then what we're trying to do is just like detach ourselves from all of these other energetic needs. And where were you? We needed you. We can't do this without you. Blah, 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 blah. Some things can go on without you. But again, we want to dive in deep on the work. Not, I encourage you, please, just run away. Do not give into or dive into other people's emotions and expectations, because that could become its own career in and of itself. And there are people who are paid to do that. So pull back. Pull yourself out the interview room of the chaos of others, or where it becomes a pity party of they, or this and that, and blame game. Is that going to help you get towards success? Is that helping you to finish that book? Is that helping you to finish that article? Is that helping you with your tenure package? No. Okay, all the drama, we don't have time for it. So, all right, we've covered a lot of ground. First point, know your days. Second point, be okay with the word no so you can make better choices about your future. Third point, what are your three G's? What are you good at? What do you go to when you need to rechannel the energy? And where and how do you allow yourself to go in and indulge? Hey, rewards. Fourth point, work smart, but you got to do it your way. You got to really think about what is smart, how do you work smart, and how do you do it your way, your brand, in whatever way that can be. Fifth point, nourish the energy. You got to really almost get those antennas up so you can be aware of the energy around you, but yourself, but more importantly, by nourishing our energy and making time for proper rest, then we can prevent the fatigue and the burnout. Or at least we can try. Sixth point, as you dive in deep in your work, please pull yourself out the interview room of the chaos of others and their needs and their expectations. To say to the universe, take me out of this interview room. It works every time. Somehow that I'm back on my wheel and my train, not caught up in everybody else's pathway. Now, you know how I do, all those out there, I like whatever I say, I'm going to give you six. Well, that's so you can definitely step into your destiny, get those wheels going. But I always have some extra nuggets for you because there's always been a whole lot of learning. It's happening all the time, even right now if you're catching me. I'm about to get to that. So this next one is pretty easy, but it also could be quite complicated, and it could take a whole lifetime. What I want to say is I encourage you to find what works. And I know for myself, I can be very routine oriented, but then as I open up to things that work, then that's what I want to implement in my life, because productivity is just so central for me. Now that can mean a range of things, but find what works to induce your productivity. So, like, my go-tos over the year, if we were sort of thinking brain herbs, I would think, oh, coconut oil or turmeric or spirulina. Those are things over the past 22 years that took on full precedent in my life at different points and sometimes altogether. But at the same time, meditation, crystals, hey, carnelian, if you've never heard of it, if you're all about productivity, you might want to get some carnelian, this beautiful tannish brown crystal that I try to have somewhere, everywhere, at work, at home, in the living room, in the office, wherever that I am, because I have things to do. But then there's this other powerful thing called super intelligence music. So when we're, and that works Like within seconds, I'm all the way in it. So again, when we find what works, you want to use it and you want to know to use it at the time that like you want to go in, because nothing like feeling stuck. But guess what? There are ways to get unstuck. And I will definitely be doing an episode about that, because I do not lack for productivity. And that is because I put things around me to make things sort of move forward. Now, I also want to highlight something that as an academic that has kind of blown my mind. And eventually I gotta go do a review about it. My gosh. But in the past 2 weeks, I have stumbled upon and given something called, of all things, smart vitamins a try. And I thought, oh, okay, well, you know, we all want to be smart, but whoa, I had no idea what I was walking into. Let me tell you, it works. I couldn't believe it. You know, there's like 9,000 something reviews. I was like, whoa, okay, plowing through those as much as I could. Well, I was waiting on it to get delivered, but over the past 2 weeks, I am just like seeing whole new worlds of the work that I'm doing. I'm able, like, my brain is moving even faster. I just understand things. I feel like I'm back in grad school over here, you know, really busting brain cells in a great way. So when I am encouraging you to find what works, now this is a part of my intellectual arsenal. Whoop, whoop. Got me something else to add to all the herbs and what, because for me, it's all about activating the brain. That is what we are using all the time. Use it in the right way. Now, the other sort of outgoing that I must impress upon you is to fight the good fight. Stay consistent, but be persistent, okay? Because I don't think you understand. Like, this time that you're catching me right now, you have no idea what I had to go through to get through on these airwaves. So we want to be persistent because we're doing it right, but it is about really activating that energy or harnessing it. Like, nope, there's no giving up. It's about every moment, every day is a new step. It's a new opportunity. Now, in that, here's another little extra one. When we get a little bit sort of unsure, you know what pulls me right back in the center? Gratitude. I just start becoming so grateful for what I do, that I do what I love. So, again, these last three nuggets, it's about finding what works, being persistent, and being and returning to gratitude. What are you grateful for in your life? I know I'm grateful for my brain. Aren't you grateful for your brain? I am grateful to be in the world in the moment right now, to be able to be a force for change in the future. But when we can return to gratitude, it's returning to the center of who we are in our connection to a world and all the evolution that is happening while we also just walk into our destiny and our purpose. Whoa, I feel like that sounded like a script. It is not. I want you all to know, everything is just coming to me in my own remembrance on the pathway. So as I come on to empower, it is so you can be successful, so that these goals, these little nuggets, not little, nothing little about it, because once we've put this out into the universe, then eventually you're going to find that it's helping you to sort of see through the blurred moments, the chaos, sometimes of others. Don't get caught up. So again, find your balance edge. You know it. We know it. It is paramount. And there, you know, I offered six, but really I gave you nine. But I just want to go back over it before we go. Finding your balance edge, the best way, know yourself, know your days, be okay with no so you can make better choices about your future. Really thinking about what your three G's, what are you good at, the go-to, where do you allow yourself that to go in with the overindulgence in a healthy way. Work smart on your terms and your version. Nourish your energy so we can really guard against the fatigue and the burnout. Dive in deep into your work. Do not save room for other people's emotions and expectations. Again, pull yourself out that interview room. And then the extras that we gave, again, that was six. But then the extras, find what works and keep implementing it into your life. Next thing, be persistent. There is no giving up. It is about, all right, we just sort of move the vibrations as we need to. So be persistent. You know this matters. What you are doing, and keep and know it and believe it and own it. And the other sort of rounded way of bringing it all together, gratitude will take you so much far, so much further on the pathway. Be and return to gratitude. Really think about what you are grateful for in this pathway and all of what is really just sort of evolving around you that you are evolving within. So, all right, this is the beginning of so much more empowerment, okay? I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Musakeem, and I wanted to come on What to Empower, and again to remind you to find your balanced edge. This is truly the beginning of so much more. So, all right now, I'll talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye.